Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Seattle Mariners and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Darnell Coles. Batting second. The left fielder, Henry Cotto. Batting third. The first baseman, Alvin Davis. Batting fourth. The DH, Jeffrey Leonard. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jay Buhner. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ken Griffey. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dave Valley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Harold Reynolds. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mario Diaz. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Brian Holman. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Al Newman. Batting second. The second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The DH, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Randy Bush. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Gene Larkin. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, David West. And now, play ball. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Coles hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Larkin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Cotto takes first base on ball four. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Leonard hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Al Newman batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Newman takes first base on ball four. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Backman is hit by the pitch. Newman moves to second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a line drive into right field. Buhner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Newman moves to third. One out. Kent Harbeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, off Holman's glove, towards Reynolds, who fields it, throws to second, with Diaz covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Jay Buhner is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Buhner hits a pop-up into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Griffey strikes out. Two outs. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Valley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Harper hits a fly ball into left field. Cotto settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gladden hits a line drive into right field. Buehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Larkin hits a fly ball into center field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mario Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Darnell Coles batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Coles is 0 for 1 in the game. Coles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gagne strikes out. One out. Al Newman batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Newman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Newman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Buehner. Newman reaches second base with a double. Wally Backman batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Backman is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Backman takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Newman scores. Backman moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck hits a line drive, foul, into left field. Cotto settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harper for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotto is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Cotto hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alvin Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0 for 1 in the game. Leonard hits a pop-up into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Buehner is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Buehner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buehner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Bush is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a fly ball into left field. Cotto settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gladden is 0 for 1 in the game. Gladden hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Larkin batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Larkin is 0 for 1 in the game. Larkin takes first base on ball 4. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gagne for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Griffey is 0 for 1 in the game. Griffey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Valley is 0 for 1 in the game. Valley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Backman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a line drive towards short. Gagne reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mario Diaz is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Diaz is 0 for 1 in the game. Diaz hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Al Newman batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Newman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Newman hits a fly ball into left field. Cotto settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Diaz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Puckett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Puckett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Darnell Coles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Coles is 0 for 2 in the game. Coles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Henry Cotto batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cotto is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cotto hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alvin Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Leonard is 0 for 2 in the game. Leonard hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harper is 0 for 2 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bush is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a fly ball into right field. Buehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Jay Buehner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Buehner is 0 for 2 in the game. Buehner strikes out. one out. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Griffey hits a line drive into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valley is 0-for-2 in the game. Valley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Newman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gladden is 0-for-2 in the game. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Larkin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Larkin is hit by the pitch. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0-for-2 in the game. Gagne hits a fly ball into center field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Newman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Newman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larkin moves to second. Wally Backman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Backman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Backman takes first base on ball 4. Larkin moves to third. Newman moves to second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Puckett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops it up and throws to first, with Holman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Mario Diaz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0-for-2 in the game. Diaz bunts towards the mound. West fields it and throws to first for the out. Reynolds moves to second. One out. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Coles is 0-for-3 in the game. Coles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Greg Brierley pinch hits for Henry Cotto. Greg Brierley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brierley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Brierley now playing left field. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-3 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harbeck for the out. One out. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-3 in the game. Harper hits a fly ball into left field. Brierley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Bush batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bush is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. John Moses now playing right field. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Leonard is 0 for 3 in the game. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jay Buhner is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Buhner is 0 for 3 in the game. Buhner strikes out. Two outs. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Griffey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Griffey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 1, and Seattle Mariners, 0. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.